And joining me today on Ag Hour is Pat Herkus with the Herkus family and Herkus Implement. Congratulations, Pat, on having the 73rd annual or the 2018 Watertown Winter Farm Show dedicated to you and the family.
Well, thank you, Chuck. We really appreciate it. It's a great honor, and we're looking forward to this year's farm show.
Well, you've been in along with the farm show. You guys have been around for how many years? You've been around now?
Too long, Chuck.
Yeah, but you've been involved in the farm show way back. How many years ago was that when you guys started? Do you remember when you started in the farm show?
I can remember 50 years back at least, because I'm hitting 70 right now, and I can remember helping my dad set up in the old building, the original building. Small spaces, maybe big enough to get a bobcat in. I can remember one year we put a Melrose press drill, just a piece of it in. And if you think about it, even the old farmers around today don't remember the Melrose press drill. So that's how long ago it's been.
Well, yeah, 50 years ago. A lot of this is a whole new generation out there farming, but it's really changed over the years, hasn't it?
Well, it's changed so much that an old guy like me, now you're laughing, quit smiling at me. I can't keep up because it's so much technology nowadays. I mean, this new equipment and these young farmers, it's all modern technology. And, you know, if I was a farmer at my age, somebody would have to be starting to take over, a son or an heir or whatever, you know, so... It's revolutionized. It really has been.
You look at how fast agriculture has changed, all the way from the styles of farming, the equipment, and what we use, and the knowledge. That's increased probably faster than any industry around.
It has, and it's increased so fast and so soon over not that many years. I mean, it's turned into the corporate kind of operation, and it's good and it's bad, but it's you know, there's not very many family businesses left to service these kind of people. It's turned into big box operations, but the land is going to be farmed, and it doesn't matter whether you're big or small. It's going to be farmed, so...
You know, a lot of these implement dealers are being kind of merged together and stuff, but you're still here as Herkus on here, and you got to go and move with times and to keep up with it.
Well, again, it's the corporations, it's the businesses that we do business with, the farm equipment manufacturers. They've pushed to have multiple ownerships, multiple stores, and it's just the way of the world. It's the way of the industry anymore. It's going to be very few, and we are one of them, one of the very few last family operations. Hopefully we're not going to go away for quite a while, but you never know.
Well, let's talk about some of the family that's involved with you here. Can you go through some of that?
Well, right now there's three brothers, myself, John and Joe. John's got a stepson, TJ. I think everybody's starting to learn who TJ is. And I got a daughter, Kim. She's an office gal. And that's the family. I mean, we're kind of like a big family out here. We got Delton. If a lot of people thinks he's part of our family, but, you know, he's just too good looking to be a Herkus, so anybody can figure that out. But
yeah, well, one thing about Delton, yeah, they're good looks. He does have the good looks, but you can hear him if you can't see him.
Well, like I said, you get out to that farm show, he's a hell of a good farm show ambassador because you'll hear him. And if you can't find him. And I may say this if I have a chance to speak at the farm show. I don't know if you guys will let me or not. But if you can't find him in our display area where he's supposed to be, Look for the cafeteria where they where they're making good sandwiches.
Well, you'll get to talk at the farm show on Tuesday. You know, there's a lot of things have changed on this farm show. It's gotten a lot bigger, hasn't it?
Oh, the farm show, I'll tell you, Chuck, I look forward to it, and I may say that later too, but it breaks the winter. We're all looking for a break in the winter because January has just seemed like an awful long, slow month. And not only that, the benefit to it, it brings a lot of new people in town. And I mean, we want people roaming around in this town. It's great for our economy. We appreciate it.
Well, it's nice to get some of these people, too, to get out and meet some of the agriculture, see some of the equipment out there, see some agribusiness, see these livestock. And there's a lot of livestock that come through here.
Well, that's good because Watertown is an ag center. We're very diversified around in Watertown, our agriculture segment, and it brings a lot of people in, and we hope this year it's just all that more successful. And you and the committee, you're the guys that deserve the credit because you put a hell of a show together. You make that farm show work.
Well, we appreciate that. But you've always kind of been involved with things. I was reading in there that you used to have livestock trailers park in you from the sale barn and have coffee with them. So you've kind of been working with those livestock people.
Well, I got to tell you, when the North Sale Barn was still in business, in December, when a lot of cattle comes through, they would be backed up through our lot and on the highway. I've seen them backed up almost all the way to the wheel end. Now, those were the good old days.
Yeah, you don't quite see that as much anymore as we're starting to see more that don't even go through here.
Well, you know, we're up on the north side now, and I think the South Sale Barn is doing very well, and I hope they are because it's Rick Walhoff and Jimmy Jensen. They do a good job down there, but they got enough room. They don't have to line them all up like they used to here. So, and I think the numbers, I know the numbers are still coming through because there's still a lot of cattle in this country. And I'm sure there always will because, I mean, everybody needs beef.
Well, and we're kind of going into I guess what we would call a down cycle in agriculture. And we're hoping that it doesn't last too long because it's getting tough on everybody, not only the farmers, but also the agribusiness that are dealing with this because South Dakota is ag-oriented.
Well, South Dakota is all ag and is what we have to kind of look beyond is all the negative, you know, the negative stories that the experts are predicting that we might be in a downturn for another year or two. But here's the thing. We're a resilient bunch of people. I mean, we're still going to do what we always do, and that's to do our best in livestock or growing crops or whatever's involved in agriculture. We're still going to do it, and we're going to make it work. We're all going to work together and make it work.
Well, farmers are always optimistic. They're always looking at next year, and sometimes that next year isn't the best year, but they're always looking at next year. But we've got a lot of young people out there who haven't really went through a tough disaster time that we're hitting.
Well, that's true, but I think who's out there anymore and still in business, I think they're strong enough and knowledgeable enough that they're going to still be there. I mean, you don't hear stories that this guy's out of business and this guy's going out of business. I think there's a lot of still stability out there, and the guys that are out there, like I say, they're gonna be there and they're gonna make it work.
Well, Pat, I'm not going to keep you any longer, but I appreciate you taking the time because having this farm show dedicated to you means that you've been a large part of the ag community in Watertown, and the Ag Chamber of Commerce appreciates all you've done and the work you spent at the farm show, and hopefully it'll continue on.
Well, thanks, Chuck. And like I say, it's a great honor to be presented this farm show honoree this year. We really appreciate it as a family, as a business, and we want to thank the committee because they do a great job, And again, we appreciate it. Thank you.
I might have to get a hold of Delton just to talk a little bit about, since he's out there screaming all the time.
Go right ahead, and good luck to you. But if you can trap him, you're doing good. But like I say, if you can't find him, look in the cafeteria. You might find him in there.
That's Pat Herkus with Herkus Implement, the Herkus family, as far as the 73rd annual Watertown Winter Farm Show dedicated to them. They've been here for years and years and years, and we appreciate all the involvement and the activities that they've done at the Watertown Winter Farm Show.